In business announced that they would be the first mobile operator in South Africa to deploy Cisco Jasper Control Center, which is an automated connectivity management platform for the Internet of Things. Now, the partnership also represents Cisco Jasper's initial expansion into South Africa, and MTN Business forecasts that there would be significant demand for the control center platform across a wide array of markets and applications, in particular in telematics and vehicle diagnostics, vehicle tracking, cargo monitoring, security, logistics, and manufacturing. Joining me now to tell us a bit more about this partnership and, of course, some of the wide array of applications that the Internet of Things is going to have through this partnership, I'm joined by the General Manager for Products and Services at MTN Business, Mariana Kruger, and also joined by John Kafantaris, and he's a Regional Safety Manager at Cisco IoT. Lady and gentlemen, good evening to you.
Good evening, Ayabonga.
How are you guys doing?
Great. Looking forward to this new announcement and partnership going together.
Awesome stuff. Marianne, let me start with you. Now, we do understand MTN Business is certainly making strides in the Internet of Things. Certainly the MTN Group, of course, last week alongside another partner was launching their 5G network. And IoT, of course, lends itself to that kind of connectivity. But it's certainly been a buzzword for many people, and many of us might not understand what we're referring to here. And actually, for both of you, can you just briefly explain for us, and we'll start with you, Marianne. What are we referring to when we speak about the Internet of Things?
In the simplest terms, the Internet of Things, or IoT, is when people, devices, such as our handset, computers, tablets, as well as machines, are connected over a wireless network and are able to transmit data between each other. Now, we like to refer as the bottom layer as the sensor layer, and the reason why we like to do that is that we really believe that we need to empower those devices and things with their own means of gathering information so that they could see, hear, and smell the world for themselves and all its random glory. And that sensor technology really enables computers to observe, identify, and understand the world without the limitations of human interdata. And I think this is really going to make a big difference out there.
I often make the example, John, of a fridge. And I say, you know, you could take a sensor, put it on a fridge, and that sensor could tell you how cold your beers are inside that fridge, or, you know, and or communicate that to your smartphone and give you all of that information. It's just a basic representation, and maybe you have a better explanation for it.
Yeah, so this is consumer IoT, the one that you're referring to. We're focusing more on enterprise IoT,
sure,
and how we enable large enterprises to digitize their business, transform their business digitally, and when they ship goods to their customers, to have a way of selecting information of how their products are doing into the market, and most of all, how they can help their customers get more out of their service and out of their products. So overall, you know, IoT is like, is the IoT device that you enable out into the market, and it's a device which is embedded into a product, and on top of the device, it's an IoT application,
sure,
which have people, some people have developed on a specific need of the specific vertical, and on top of that, you know, is the technology that big companies like Cisco and MTN can provide into this IoT implementation, and is related in how we enable connectivity for these devices out into to the market, meaning how we enable this. These projects to compute, to extract, and to move data back and forth, so to make it valuable for both the end customer. So, you know, first one is the end customer, and secondly is the benefit of the enterprise delivering goods and services into the market.
Now, Maria, just talk to us, I mean, about how this partnership between yourselves and Cisco came about. And more importantly, I mean, one would think that, as I said earlier on in my introduction, you already have some test cases and applications in mind of where you would be able to apply this enterprise solution.
Ayabonga, we've been very open about our journey and the roadmap that we have got for IoT. For us, this is absolutely a critical component of providing that seamless customer experience out there. So today, we're actually launching the MTN Control Center, which is based on the Cisco Jasper Control Center. And as part of our commitment for continuous innovation, we have spent over 33 billion over the last couple of years to make sure that we've got the best network out there. We also want to make sure that we provide the best IoT platform for our enterprise customers out there. And I think what really sets this apart from anything else that's out there in the market is that Cisco Jasper is absolutely seen as the gold standard in IoT. But it's a real-time solution which allows customers to automate that whole Internet of Things SIM environment, make sure that they've got the flexibility and they can make changes immediately. So really, effectively, it's giving control to the customer out there.
And surely one would think that you've got some clients already lined up for this to be an investable business case for you. I mean, you wouldn't invest so much in this partnership if you didn't have a wide array of or suite of clients just waiting, saying, you know, we need the service.
Well, we have to be honest. Customers have been knocking on our door for with a requirement. So okay. We definitely have not had a shortage on the requirements. What we've done is we've actually gone live from a technical ready perspective on the MTN Control Center a couple of weeks ago. And we have had customers actually playing on the platform and testing it real time. So, for example, Cartrack has been testing the solution and have expressed that they are very pleased with the results so far and what the future holds for them by embracing and harnessing IoT. We've actually had a launch today. We had over 40 customers at the launch, and we've actually included as part of the launch a starter kit for customers so that they could go out and play on the platform and actually experience it firsthand.
Okay. Just John, from your end, I mean, Cisco, a few of us would know who Cisco is as a company and as a global operation. Just talk to us about your offering in the Internet of Things space, and more importantly, for you guys sitting as where you are in the global landscape, the benefit of this partnership with MTN Business.
Yeah. So Cisco IoT has built its technology and the solutioning in three pillars. Around three pillars: on the extraction of data, on the computation of data, and the movement of data. So, for in these three pillars, we have two-layer platforms that we have available for our customer. The first platform, which is addresses the extraction and the computation of data, is called Cisco Kinetic. And it has to do with the IoT data fabric. And the second, which is the movement of data, is addressed with the networking, the Cisco intent-based networking and Cisco Jasper control center platform. And on top of that, we provide all of our customers with Cisco IoT threat defense in order to make sure that when they extract, they compute, and they move data, everything is done on a secure fashion.
Yeah.
So this is our portfolio. Now, moving into our partnership.
Sure.
So when we were trying to expand our business down into the African continent, we were looking, first of all, to partner with an operator, with a mobile operator that drives innovation. And secondly, has the best radio access network available into the country. And third, they have a big market penetration, especially on the enterprise domain of the market. So we found this at MTN. So MTN, we consider them, they are for real the best network available, in Africa.
Which is why they call themselves the Boza Network.
Yeah. So because, when an IoT customer is going out and is deploying devices into the field, the first thing they look around is to find a good radio access network so they have good coverage when the device is moving across the country. And then how, this partnership, what this partnership means to us, it means that, first of all, we have established the Cisco IoT business within the African continent, in a very major country, South Africa. And it also means to us that through this partnership with MTN, we will enable the digital transformation, first of all, of the country, and second of the enterprises. And this will have a big impact, on the economy and in many other aspects of life as well. And third, and very important, we want to expand IoT to better the lives of the people here. IoT has so many applications that can really make our life much easier, much more comfortable, and really bring our standard of living in a better place than it is today.
Marianne, you get the last word. And of course, some of the applications here that we're talking about are the business cases. Some of them, I mean, relate to life or death issues. I mean, I think of the telemedicine space and maybe vehicle tracking and that kind of thing. And all of these things, I would think, would be network dependent, which is why MTN has gone out and launched the 5G, as I said earlier on. What happens in instances where, you know, the network starts to fail, where the network's unable to carry the load here? Surely that would be a major risk.
If we have a look, what we've done from an IT perspective is that we've actually created a dedicated network that has its own core business support systems and operational support systems specifically for the machine-to-machine and IT solution. This is completely separate from a network that's being used by consumers. As you've mentioned, if you've got a life and death situation, you cannot say that or have to compete with a YouTube video that's playing. So it's important.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you need to make sure that you've got the appropriate network and infrastructure with the right focus throughout, and that's what we've done with our IoT environment.
Awesome stuff. It's certainly something we're going to be watching very closely. Marianne and John, thank you so much for joining us this evening here on Power Business on Power 98.7. That there was the team from MTN Business and Cisco IoT talking to us about their partnership under the launch of that MTN Control Center. 23 minutes after 7 is the time. Let's take this.